Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are the last Americans.
Yeah.
Not for long, though.
Not for long.
Not for long. I feel like the movement's coming back.
America's coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah. Or they're just coming. You know what I'm saying? Because we're rad. You know what I mean?
Coming back.
America,
with vengeance.
America.
It's coming like on your back
coming,
with vengeance.
Coming
on. Is that what it is? Something like that? Yeah. Anyways, hey.
Superman that hoe.
Jizz in the first...
Yeah. Greg, what's up, dude?
Oh, just living the dream, dreaming the cream.
All right.
That's what it's doing, you
that's
know?
That's like two references right off the bat, dude.
In the first minute. Yeah.
Comes and creams, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Hey, the cream always rises to the top.
It does,
you know?
Dude. It does. It does. happy beginning of the week, guys.
Yeah.
If you're listening, happy beginning of the week. If you're new to the channel, make sure you follow, like, subscribe, share, hit that notification, all that stuff that keeps you in track, and Patreon, sign up for Patreon, do some cool stuff. We have the call-in shows.
Well, not only that,
Zoom
Dave,
party.
But I just noticed you're wearing latest shirts that you just designed here. This is the Island Boys shirt here. Look at this.
Damn, that thing fucking hit hard.
Can you stand up and, like, show? Well, there we go. So we see Island Boys. It's Jeffrey Epstein Island has his leg Boys. On what's that guy's name? Stephen Hawking's wheelchair.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
They're the Island Boys, right?
Yes, sir.
But it's very Beavis and Butthead looking.
It does.
If you're not watching this, if you're just listening to this on audio,
yeah,
very Beavis and Butthead character.
It's very 90s cartoon style.
It is. You it almost mm-hmm. reminds me of. No, I lost it.
Well, is there any reference to The Last Americans on there, or is it just Island Boys?
No, I was keeping that off, dude. You know what? Here's the thing. I want
to
have
no
some
need to
shirts.
Promote our stuff.
No, it's not that. I want to have some shirts that aren't slapped with all of our shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want it to be.
Doesn't have to be slapped. Maybe just a little logo here and there.
It's cool, dude. I figure like some people don't know our show and they might like the shirt. You know, they don't I don't know if I want to represent. I don't know the show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to keep it a little open, but we have plenty of shirts online, Greg, since you brought that up. We have plenty of shirts with our logo on there. You know what I'm saying? And Chris wears them and Greg, you wear them on occasion. So there's lots of options. There's stuff without our logo, stuff with our logo. You know what I mean? We're good.
Yeah, the best way to get there is go to our Instagram, The Last Americans Podcast, and click on our link, and we have a link tree that goes right to the Teespring option there.
Yes, sir. Do we have them on YouTube, too?
They are listed on, the bottom of our YouTube.
On the bottom of YouTube.
There's a couple of them on there,
Yeah, man. I like a lot of the shirts. Chris comes up with some really fun shirts, and I try to – some of them don't work out as much as I want them to, but you know what? We're trying to put out stuff. You know what I'm saying? See what sticks, see what doesn't stick. And I actually really like the shirt. The shirt – this is my first time buying from Teespring in a long time. And this shirt is...
The shirts are good quality.
I think
Hey, wait. Does it smell like vinegar, though?
No.
Because remember, they always have that weird kind of
No. And, you know, I thought this one would because actually it was sent to Chris's house and I opened it here the last time on our call-in show. And, it's really nice. It's really comfortable. The logo is probably our largest logo.
Oh yeah, full shirt logo.
It's like
yeah.
a full print on the front, which we don't have a lot of.
Those, that's
like,
awesome,
full
dude.
Print stuff. But I just like it. It's a fun shirt, dude. It's fun because a lot of people aren't going to get it. Some
I like
most
the sleeveless. What is that? A Unis sweater or whatever that? What is that called?
The Unis sweater.
It's like the sweater without the hoodie there.
Oh yeah, yeah. The crew yeah. necks, bro.
Crew necks, yes.
Yeah, the old crew necks, man. I can't wear like crew necks, but I'm too round. You know what I'm saying? Like I come across like a fucking, I don't know, like a bowling ball. You know what I mean? When I wear those.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
It's Uncle Dave, baby.
They crease under the boobs. You know what I mean? A little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm probably getting the wrong size, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
But anyways, guys, we have lots of topics to talk about, right?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing that happened today was what? King Charles, cancer?
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yes, he did.
I mean, well, you know what that means. Prince Charles, or no, it's not Prince Charles. It's a freaking, what's his name? William. Prince William will become king soon.
Ooh.
And a lot of people have theorized that Prince William is the Antichrist.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. No, like Ground Zero, Clyde Lewis, Ryan Gable, the guy that I've had on Strange Dawn a couple times. They all pretty much are convinced that Prince William is the Antichrist because he fits like so much of the criteria.
Mm. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, how do you mean? Like, what?
Dude,
what is the
I'm
criteria?
Not an expert on this, so
what is
I don't
the criteria
know.
For being Antichrist?
Yeah.
Well, so that's the thing is I don't know. There's a lot of different people who are like, well, you have to have this, this, and this, and then you have being like the lineage of King David. I heard is a must.
Hmm.
And actually, there's some people that are trying to prove that Trump is in the lineage of King David, like actually part of his genealogy. Because there's a faction out there. I'm going to be doing a show on is Trump the Antichrist or something like that. Mm. I don't think so. But there's some weird freaking stuff out there that kind of fits the narrative as well.
See, well, the definition of like the Antichrist would be like the devil, right?
Not necessarily.
No, not
it
necessarily.
Means false messiah. It's like false. It basically is you are trying to you're trying to mimic Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
See, the one reason why I don't think it is him, if you want my honest, because I don't know that much about it either, but what I do know, I feel like it's
you
somebody.
You don't think it's Prince William or Trump?
No, I don't think it's Prince William. Trump.
Okay.
The reason I don't think it's Prince William is I feel like with the Antichrist, it's somebody that like gets a lot of followers, is kind of like plays
charismatic,
like people love him. Yeah. He like, and let's be real. Like, is he really that charismatic and people love him that much? I think they're forced to like him. But like you could look Prince at William, Trudeau, like not now because people really don't like him, but in the beginning,
even like, Obama, dude, yeah.
Even Obama, right? That like people did love him. They
still do.
They followed him. All those characteristics. Now Trump can fall in that same category as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But
dude, there's so much with Trump that's like I don't want to believe that he's the Antichrist, but there's so much that just is weird. Like I don't think it's like Antichrist realm, but there's a lot of numbers that add up around Trump that are weird. You know what I mean? Like it's just I don't.
Yeah.
We'll find out, but
yeah, I don't. At the end of the day. I'm not talking about Antichrist or anything like that, because I feel like that's in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like it's a thing that they talk about. As far as like the numbers, I can't get into that stuff. Like I don't buy it. I don't believe it. And I know a
lot of
people
do. It's hard for me, but like when you see a trend of the numbers, that's where I'm like, okay, there might be something to this. You know what I mean?
I just feel like you
like
could
when
like,
it's like
look,
over and over again.
You know, like right now, current viewers 4, dude, right now. 9 views, chat 4.
Well, we're on Patreon.
17. I know, but my point is I could find I can add numbers and find anything I want at any point. You know what I'm saying? And that's where like I have a hard
time. It's typically between dates of significance where something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it's the first big C little V jib jab or whether it's something that happened over, you know
see,
what I mean?
Like so when you like, talk about the moons, right? Like the moon, like how that lines up, that to me is more believable, right? Because I do believe the moon.
Yeah.
Kind of the energy to that. I think there's something to that. I really do. So your kind of like infatuation with the moon is like intriguing to me because I do feel
it's my infatuation with somebody's infatuation with the moon because these events fall on the moon. I don't know what happens. You know what I mean?
I wasn't meaning that in a negative way. You've been more into it than either of us have. And the stuff that you've brought to the table about it I find very interesting because, you know, the whole like full moon and people being crazy, like it's fucking real, dude. When it's full moon,
people do get crazy.
Drunk drivers are out, bro. People are killing people. Like it's crazy. It's a fucking apocalypse on the full moon.
I think it's the gravitational effects on the human brain.
It could be.
It's got to be something.
Like it slows like us water, down. You know
like we're like what? Like 90% water?
I don't think that's true.
Earth is 90? All water and it's getting shaky by the moon.
No, I actually looked up my daughter was looking that up the other day. Or she was asking. She's like we're made of like 95% water. I'm like, I don't think that's true. And she's like, no, it is. And I was fighting with my teacher cuz her teacher's like, no, we're like 60 something percent water. And so I looked it up just the other day, and we're actually like only 60 to 70% water, depending on our body size and male.
This says, yes, around 60%. The percentage can vary from roughly 45 to 75%.
Yeah. But don't you feel like through school?
That's a huge variance.
Well, because
I want to see somebody that's 45% water and then see someone that's 75% water.
They're probably like a chain smoker, very thin, and they're very wrinkly and a lot of skin. It's like skin and bones. Okay, you know what I mean?
Think of this, dude. Think of this. You're a 5'3" woman. You got some triple Ds. You got a lot of water weight. You know what I'm saying? You got some water in those boobies. And so what I'm saying is...
That's not water in the boobies.
Well, I'm just saying it's
sometimes they look like water.
It's,
you know,
tissue. And so what I'm saying is like maybe if you look at like certain body types and shit, like there will be more water in one compared to the other. You know what I'm saying? So that's I think that's why there's like a variance. I'm not a doctor. I'm making that shit up. I don't know if boobies have that much water, but I just think when you're looking at like body types, you can look around and like I would imagine you're very thin, Greg. You know what I'm saying? So I'd feel like you might have little less water weight. You know,
very little water.
But I'm a bigger guy. I might have some more water weight. Who knows? But I just feel like we were always told that we were mostly made of water. And then you see like 60%. You're like, well, what's going on here? You fucking.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of flesh and like, tissue. Okay.
Well, can you be fluid with your water weight? Like, I feel.
Can you be fluid?
I feel a little less watery today. You know what I'm saying? Like transition. Like,
oh.
You know,
okay.
Like, like creatine, you know, you can take creatine supplements that'll help you retain water. Sometimes when women, it's that time of the month, they'll retain water weight. You know what I mean? So they'll feel a little bloated.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's a lie. They don't really know. That's what I feel like. How do you really, how do you find out how much water really is in somebody? Like, really? Like, just dehydrate them with a machine?
There's got to be like a buoyancy test or something. I don't know. Like, you put them in a bathtub.
True. Okay.
See what happens.
All right. So the dude has cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's old.
Apparently.
He's really old.
I feel like he probably should have had a sign with the way his hands look. Right? That was probably sign of something.
Who takes over?
Prince William. That's what I'm telling you. Like, it's fitting the sign of him to take over and become this Antichrist figure. Is it lagging on your guys' end? Because it's really lagging over here.
Yeah.
The YouTube stream is lagging. Like, you're not lagging for us.
Yeah, you're not lagging for me, but I think it's definitely lagging.
I don't know what's going on. Like, the internet on my end looks fine. I don't know what this...
Fucking OBS.
So remember, I'm plugged in. I got no excuse over here.
Nah. Dude, it's just shit. I tell you. OBS, YouTube, one or the other. We'll keep going. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
So...
So it's prostate cancer, I believe. Actually, no, I'm seeing unspecified cancer. What? Like, why would
they're
he not know?
Tell you.
Oh.
Well, I mean, if he just found out,
here, the unspecified cancer was discovered as doctors treated the monarch for an enlarged prostate just over a week ago.
So it could be that. So
I was thinking prostate cancer, which is like...
Okay, well, here's the deal, though, because Chris's dad's going through it. We have some other people that we know has gone through it, and they could have found it, and they just don't know exactly where it is all yet. You know, like, has it spread to somewhere else? Is it in his glands? Is it in prostate? Or did it go to his lungs? Like, who knows? Like, maybe they just don't know what level they're going to, you know, what it is so far. But,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't feel that weird about it. Like, I just don't really like him. I don't really, like, know that much about him. So, you know what I mean? I don't have a connection.
Well, like, sad. Wasn't it his father who was the king, like the previous king? I forget who that was, but he did say that he wanted to die and come back as a virus.
Oh, yeah.
And that was right before the Big C Little V came out. So everybody's like, wait a second. Did he actually come back as the Big C? What's up with this?
I mean, it you know, it's sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there's a like a process to this whole thing. Like we know that, right? The way that it's all set up, like one goes down, another one takes over, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you says Prince, I get him mixed up. William? Henry?
William.
William?
Prince William, yeah.
William.
Yeah, but so Prince how, like, William. That's the thing, though. How
Henry's
young is
out of the royal family,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they kicked him out.
He's out of it.
Yeah. Well, he's William the redheaded stepchild now.
Oh, yeah. William. Literally. Henry is the one that's involved with Epstein, right?
No.
No, Henry is the one that married the chick.
Yeah, Henry married the Hollywood girl.
Oh, yeah,
so,
okay. Yeah.
Andrew is Charles' brother. Mm-hmm. And Charles right now is the king, right? Because it used to be Queen Elizabeth, and then King Charles was her son, and now it's King Charles. And then you also had Prince Andrew, but he diddled some, you know, who
Wouldn't
knows what.
Wouldn't it be funny
if
they just bumped Prince Andrew in? Like his dying wish is just Prince Andrew to take over.
Something. Oh, yeah, he's king for a day, bro.
Yeah, dude. He just pardons himself and just moves on with his life. If William gets in, right? If William gets the, I mean, he's so much younger that like that would be the next like 30 year fucking plus, you know what I'm saying? Of like ruling. Cause he's not that old. You know what I mean? He's just not that old. Mm-hmm. And like, obviously the royal family tend to live a long time cause they got a pretty nice life. You know what I'm saying? Like they're kind of doing their shit. They got good food.
Yeah. Chris, look up Prince Philip because this guy lived until he was 99 years old.
Oh, this is the old
and
baggy
he looks
eyes.
Like freaking like yeah. walking death bag.
He's like a crypt keeper, dude. There he is.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that is a high def picture, bro. Holy
look
mackerel.
At him. That's 35% body weight with water right there.
Yeah, that might be true. He looks maybe so less. Sick, dude. Like his eyes are
he
so
looks
red.
Evil as shit.
That's the fucking devil.
He looks like something you'd see in your nightmares.
It's just like, yeah, if you think like you wake up in the middle of the night and it's a dark room and you peek around the corner, like that's the guy they always talk about. He's wearing a funny old school hat and he's just got wrinkles. Exactly, dude. He's got his finger in your bum. He's just like,
well, so like I just looked this up. Fact check on Snopes. Did Prince Philip say he wanted to be reincarnated as a deadly virus? True. Okay. He said, this is a quote, in the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus to contribute something to solving overpopulation. He even talked about overpopulation. So he wanted to kill people because he's depopulation and all that stuff.
Damn,
he said it.
Fucking crazy, bro.
I know. You live a verified. Life where you have.
You don't have eyes like that and not be crazy. Or a smile.
Well, this isn't.
He kind of looks like.
Oh, this isn't the one that said that, though, right?
Prince Philip, yeah, the crazy looking one who lived till he's 99.
He
kind
of looks like a wrinkly, a more wrinkled Joe Biden.
A little bit.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Or like a nutsack. You know what I mean?
When did he die?
A couple years ago, right? A couple years back.
Yeah, something like that.
When did Prince Philip die?
There was that one where he was riding in the, there was the one where he was like cruising in the car and he just, remember that shit? That's bad. Oh. But that's real bad, dude.
Oh, dude, he died April 9th, 2021, like right in the middle of the, oh my God, look at that.
They ain't lying, dude. The British teeth are something to be in awe of. Yeah.
It's more like the eyes. Don't they seem reptilian, kind
of? They just.
If that was your grandpa, you're terrified of that man.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily terrified. I just know the end is near. You
that
know
guy,
what I'm saying?
That guy owns Halloween.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, that is it, you know, it's like I said, it's part of the process, man. Williams has been waiting for this moment. You know that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
They've been like, you know how many years? Okay, here's the thing. Like you have to have we talked about this before. They have this like they have to like, you know, shake all these hands, they have to be professional, they have to always look not presidential, but like a prince, you know, they have to and they've been doing it for years in anticipation to finally get like I know for a fact that they love their whatever. But at the end of the day, they went like, fuck yes, about fucking time. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah.
Because
Prince William's wife is probably like, yes.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. You've been working your ass off at a job, okay? And you've been waiting for that promotion, but you can't because the guy's in there. You know what I'm saying? And they come to you and say, hey, Dave, bad news. Billy's got, you know, he's only got a week to live. You know what I'm saying? And you go, oh my God, I'm going to get that job. I'm going to fucking get that.
Yeah,
job.
But it's his dad. So he's like, he's happy that his dad's going to die.
Well, clearly they don't have much of a relationship nowadays anyway, right?
No.
Because they kicked him out.
No, not him. It's the other
one. No, Prince Henry.
Kate Middleton. God, that's fucking mix them up.
You're fucking like English. Mine's not good.
They're either. All the fucking same.
Do you really think that they have a great relationship with their father? I mean, I'm just being real. Like I can't imagine like the whole like father, son, you know, that kind of thing is anywhere near like a normal human being. You know what I'm saying? Like it kind of gets to a point where it's so elegant and so like procedural that like it's just like it's part of the pro. Like, do you really love him? You know what I mean? Like, I love him because he's my dad, but like you're not that close. Like, they don't hang out. Like, I bet you they don't fucking hang out.
No,
they don't talk about chicks.
I feel like anytime you watch, I know they're movies, but I feel like they're partly true. Where any kind of like super rich or royalty or something like that, like. The family aspect of the whole thing is almost zero.
Zero.
Yeah, they're like sitting like 10 miles apart at the dinner table.
Yeah, they're just like there.
Using a fork and a knife.
They're just there because they know they all are going to have an opportunity to be that fucking person.
And the son cries when he leaves. He's like, I love you, Dad. And they're like, don't show emotion, son.
Tell me about your new position, Christopher.
Yes. Still. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me they really love each other. That guy is fucking dancing naked right now going, I am the fucking king. I'm going to be the king. And he can say that, right? Like, because we say it like, I'm the king of the bedroom.
King of the castle. King of the castle. Ah.
Yeah. He can really say it. He can really say it. No love lost. That's what I'm thinking.
No.
And maybe he knows his dad's evil. You know what I'm saying? I don't know anything about Williams. Okay. I, to be honest with you, I'm sure some people in the comments will say like, oh, he's done X, Y, and Z and this and that and that, whatever, you know? I don't know much about him, but like, I'm sure there's some family that looks at their family and goes, that person's evil. You know what I'm saying? Like they are bad leaders. And,
probably
maybe he thinks that he's a fucking terrible person. Like, do you, just because they're in this family, does that look at the other son? Like, look at the fucking love loss there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm just saying, just because your family doesn't mean you love them. You know what I'm saying? Like you love them to an extent, but I'm saying like, we don't know the fucking history. You know what I mean? No?
Very true.
No? Maybe he tried to, you know, get with Kate. You know what I'm saying? Kate was in there. He's like, Kate, you look beautiful today.
Oh, come sit on Dad's lap. You want to try out these swollen fingers?
Well, that's like
Given, dude. You ever been banged by a sausage? No.
And he's like, oh, my goodness. Your dad's fingers. Why are they so swollen?
Hey, Kate, my fingers are extra swollen today.
William, are you going to have that same disease as your dad does? I'm really hoping in 20 years that
as they're getting married, like, is that genetic?
Yeah, because they're going to sell that as Spencer's gift, bro.
Oh, she's like, you know, she was looking to the future.
Yeah, looking to the future. She's like, I'm going to get some sausage finger.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care that he's small. He's got huge fingers. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Okay, well, that's that. Yes, poor guy. I'm sure we'll find out.
Prostate cancer.
It sucks. Listen, I wish death on no one, right? Like, it's a scary thing. Regardless of us making fun of them, it's a scary thing. And it's like not something you want to see people go through, right? Because we're all going to deal with it. But at that same point, it's like some people you care more about because you know them and they're closer. I just feel like he had a great life. I'm not saying it was a good life, but I'm saying that guy had all the shit he ever wanted.
And obviously, just because he got diagnosed doesn't mean he's going to die.
I think he's old, dude.
Yeah,
I think when they come out with a story like this,
that
means it's already known. He only has a limited amount of time left. And they're talking about how Prince William is preparing for his roles and obligations are going to increase. He's on his way over there because he wants to be, you know, talk to his dad face to face.
Because he wants to redecorate.
So, I mean, there's all this stuff kind of going on that, I mean,
listen,
it's looking like the transition is going to happen soon.
We have followers. We have family. You know what I'm saying? Your dad.
Yeah.
And technology is so good. And there's so many good ways to beat cancer. You know what I'm saying? And it's really good. It's good that we're having people that are being successful beating cancer. But like if Joe Biden came out tomorrow and said he has cancer, there is not a person on earth that would think that man's beating it. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a point where you're so like tired and old that like you just, the fight's not there. Your body cannot fight it. You know what I'm saying? And so like that's how I view the prince or the fucking king or whatever the fuck he is. So I don't know, man. I feel bad.
Yeah, you know, he's I don't know. That whole thing, like the royalty, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, no one voted for this. They just have a shitload of money. They probably own, like, don't they own all of Canada? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, they're like, ruled by the queen and stuff, right? I mean, that's the ultimate power.
Yeah, so it's like, why does Canada even have a president at this point? You know, like, why Trudeau? What is he just like a face for the... He's probably not really doing much.
Do you think they killed him? Do you think they gave him something to give him cancer or do something? Is that possible?
Yes.
Because here's the deal. We talked about it months and months ago, right? How the royal family,
a lot of people in the
is
world
perceived
took
a lot
that same
differently,
thing.
Right? Like, it's like, it's down to like 30-40% of the public actually looks at them as favorable anymore, where it used to be much, much higher. And do you think there's a possibility that they could say, like, he's now the king, right? He has been for a minute now. The numbers aren't going up. People are not liking him. They're over it. He's been there forever.
Time to out him.
Like, if you put Williams in, right? Like, he's much
you
more
keep
favorable.
Saying Williams.
William.
It's William.
I don't fucking know. I'm not British. I don't fucking know. I don't care.
He's probably got a clone. So it's
have you ever had? Have you ever seen somebody, like, first name Williams? like, Prince
know.
Williams.
I feel like when you're wealthy, that could be a possibility.
Williams.
Williams. Yeah, right. Sounds right.
You need to get
I
some
always say Quilliam.
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 William. Okay. Do you not think that he could be more favorable for the royal family, right? He's in running. People would actually.
He's definitely in a better light. Like, he's been in the spotlight more than the.
And they
the
love
rest
his mom.
Them.
He's just younger, dude. They want young blood in there. You know what I mean?
I understand,
like, everybody's sick of old people running the countries, running the world. And I mean, even though you have Trump coming in, he's just as old, but you know, I don't know if Trump's going to have like more than one term or whatnot, but you know,
I don't know. About
that. I feel like people want younger leaders. That's why Trudeau's where he's at. That's why Barack Obama got where he was.
Mm. I think it's appealing for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I think when you see somebody young, you think that it's good. Now, the problem is like there's like no happy medium. Like, it's either they're 88 or they're fucking 40. You know what I mean? Like, and you want to feel like a 50, 60 right now is like.
Isn't 38 or something the limit? Like 36?
I don't remember the exact.
I think you have to be Vivek a certain age to run for
president.
I think
president. You have
to be. How old's Vivek? I think he's younger 35. Than me, I thought. Yeah, I think he's 30.
I'll look it
look
up.
It up. But my point is like you want a leader with experience in some aspect, right? So if you had a president who's 50 or 60 years old, that's a pretty good age, right? Especially nowadays, that's like a prime age, man. That's you're at your heat. But like, why do we have to have 80 something, high 80s? You know what I'm saying? Low 80s, and then we have like the young, like because you're not all that confident in them either.
At least 35 right. years old.
35.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, Trump's going to be 78 by the time he gets elected again.
Yeah, he's going to.
So old. I mean.
I get that, but he also, like, when you see him,
he's alive and kicking,
like, he is not the same as Biden, right? They're similar in age, and there's a huge difference. Huge.
The problem is that it only takes, like when something happens, it happens fast.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
True.
With old people, so it's like, it could happen at any moment.
You guys see that picture that was going around of Biden talking to, like, the press?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Elvis and Trump.
Oh, he did post that picture, too. That was weird. Trump posted a picture of himself split with Elvis. And he's like, some people say I look the same.
Okay. He's like, some people think I look like Elvis.
We've been fucking wrong the whole time. We keep talking about JFK Jr. and all this shit. And he's going to come out and be like, I am the king.
I am the king.
Yeah, fuck this guy. I'm the real king. Yeah.
Somebody said, I seen it on Twitter today. I was like, oh, is it interesting that he made a reference to the king and now the king is like,
sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I also saw a guy who was like QAnon, blah, blah, blah. Like Trump and Elvis were part of Q. Like, I'm just like, dude, this.
No. Elvis? No.
Like,
come
I'm
on.
Just done with it.
Mm. Yeah. What if he was, though? It'd be fucking hilarious.
If Trump was Elvis?
He just breaks out with like Jailhouse Rock. And you're like, what the fuck? Sounds just like. Yeah.
He starts giving his speech after he wins the election and he starts doing the lip thing.
Yeah, the lip just goes up. You can't control it.
Fuck, dude.
Give me an M. Give me an A.
I used to grab a lot of pussy in the 60s. You know what I'm saying? The Beatles had nothing on my ass.
Yeah, he's like, that was the long time. That was back when I was Elvis and I did that.
Yeah. Met this kid named Forrest Gump once. He's a great kid. No, I don't. Trump does that stuff. And I don't. I feel like it's good, like, discussion material. I feel like he does it because he knows people are going to have a frenzy over it. Even if there's nothing really to it, it's like it's a feeding frenzy, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know.
Maybe. I guess it's more just random to me, but
yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a secret code to it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
He did it for a reason because the Anons out there got to know, like, they got to dig, and it's like it's an underlying meaning and it means something.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll send there was a picture of Biden going around when he was talking to the press, and it looked like there was a diaper hanging out of his pants.
Oh,
like it had rolled over the top of his pants. Okay. Like he's wearing it Depends, and it was like rolled over one side of his pants, yeah. And everyone's like zoomed it in. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
You know,
is it on Twitter?
Maybe.
Like, I don't really. It's gotta see be. It. I don't really want to see it. Like I do, but I don't. You know what I mean? Because it's full of shit, right?
It's completely full of shit.
It's full of shit, dude. Like it's not. Listen, it's not that crazy. Like to me, for
oh yeah. Shit. Okay, here I just saved it.
Oh, did you? Okay. Okay.
Fake? That looks like a face mask, bro.
You think so?
Like a doubled up face mask.
The colors definitely have face mask vibes.
They also have like diaper vibes too.
See, like,
you know? Like blue and white.
Here's the thing.
Why would a face mask be right there though?
You put it in his pocket. It's hanging out.
Yeah,
pocket.
He just put it somewhere down there and it just fell out. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I got to be real with you. Like, think of where his hip is, right? Where his pants would be.
Yeah.
They're not that fucking low. Come on.
Well, if it's full of shit.
No.
It's hanging low, dude.
No. It's not going to hang over your face. Look at his face.
He's shitting right now.
Yeah. Well, he's angry because he already did. But
I got shit in my pants.
That's not what it is, man. I don't think that's what it is.
No?
No.
You don't think it's a diaper?
No. I just don't think
it's... When's the last time you seen him wearing a mask? It's not a mask.
He wears masks. Wasn't he just wearing some, Greg? Am I wrong? I feel like he's been wearing masks around.
I think
around.
He just... Yeah. It's either his shirt that's untucked and there's something that's blue on top of it. I don't know what that could be, but yeah. I think it's a mask, but again, where is the pocket that the mask would be going in? This is just a weird location. There's no pocket there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm with Chris. It's a fucking diaper.
I mean, you know.
At least his hands aren't going through the microphones right now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Like that one video back in the day.
Like, I mean, listen, I think he wears a diaper. I'm not defending him. The man definitely wears a diaper. And if he doesn't on a regular basis, he definitely does on trips. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain people that you're like, he's not going to make it 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, on the helicopter ride, ain't happening. So, like. He has used a diaper. There is no doubt. I just don't think that particular thing is. It doesn't add up.
It looks like he had like just got back to the White House. So maybe he had just got off the helicopter. Mm-hmm. He would still have it on.
I know, but like.
Yeah, it's like, that was a long trip. I just got to like dangle it out. I got to air this thing out, dude.
Have you ever seen an adult wear a diaper? Have you ever seen what that looks like? Like an adult wearing a diaper?
I've never experienced that firsthand.
I have. Okay. And I can tell you they're very tight. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a lot of them now look more like underwear than they do a diaper like our kids would have. And I just have a hard time believing that it's drooping over his pants and all the way past his jacket. Like are you wearing like a quadruple X fucking diaper? Like that's,
you know, a what lot saying? Of shit, bro. He's got a lot of poop.
He's
in
full
him.
Of a lot of shit.
Unless it blew out his pocket. That would be the only thing. Like it kind of just ripped the fucking seams.
Who knows? I just thought that was funny.
It's icky though. Like it's really gross, man.
Like it makes why do they put these pictures out there that make us challenge these questions? It's like what is that,
and
Joe
it's
Biden?
All
like,
the time.
We don't give a shit about what's coming out of his mouth. We care about what is coming out of your pants.
It's kind of gross.
I feel like there's pictures like that all the time. You're just like every week you're like, what the fuck's going on right here?
Yeah, it gets to the point where you say something, like even to my wife, I'm like, look, what do you see what Joe Biden did? And she's like, I don't even care. I don't even want to talk about it. Like every day, it's like if he's not bumbling, he's like falling or he's fucking diapers hanging out. Like, I don't know.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is what it is, man. Like, there's just no way people can vote for him, right? Like, they're just there can't be.
There's
but Fetterman came out and said, you know, he was talking about it. Because remember, I was said Fetterman said a few things that seemed, you know, against the grain. But he came out and basically said, like, if you vote for Trump, you're a moron. I mean, for in different words. So, you know, it's listen, you can't win them all, you know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be very interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of people predicting that. I mean, it could be like 80-90% votes for Trump.
He ain't making it.
Oh, Biden ain't making it.
I feel like Biden's gonna drop out after the Great Eclipse.
The Great Eclipse.
I feel like
when is
April
that?
8th.
Oh.
The Great American Eclipse? You guys are gonna be right in the trajectory there. You guys are gonna be able to see it. Yeah.
It'll be around our neck of the woods.
Okay.
Yeah. April 8th.
Sure. I mean, like I said earlier, the moon stuff is interesting. I think he's just gonna die. I think he's going to die. And you know what? I will say this, just to backtrack my own prediction a little bit and give you some credit here. There is a slim chance to me that, like, if he goes all the way up to like a month or two before the election cycle and dies, they have to have somebody that's going to guarantee or at least hopefully get the same amount of votes immediately, because there's no room to campaign anymore. Right?
Yeah.
And no one else is that great. If he dies within a couple months of the actual vote, then I definitely think Mike Obama is going to jump in.
Well, we're already a couple months already. We're less than 12 months.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, 12 is not a couple, Greg. I'm talking about, like, if it's like 2 months before the vote, right? Campaign's done. Everything's
so now
done.
You're admitting that Michelle,
if it's
like,
listen,
a big
if it's
Mike
like
might come out swinging?
If September comes around and Biden's gone.
All I'm saying is this. That is the one area that I feel like could be the one, because I don't think she's gonna run. I think that it's too good for them. You know what I'm saying? They're doing their mischievous shit outside of the scope. I think the heat lamps are on them. You know what I'm saying? In a lot of ways, I don't think they want to get back in right now. And I bet you they control more than we know already. Yeah. But I'm saying,
and
if,
then
if
also,
he, oh, go ahead.
Dude, so like if you give them that little of time, it doesn't allow for a lot of investigations and stories to brew up. You know what I mean? Like, yes. It's like, oh, we got a month.
Yes.
What are we going to do? Like, this is it. This is the time. Yes. Like, you have a week or so to like really dig in and kind of like come out with all this shit. But if you go past the October surprise,
the October surprise?
Oh.
Is Michael Obama the October surprise?
I don't really buy into the October surprise that much. I just think if he dies... It relatively goes.
October surprises have happened like the last two elections, at least I've paid attention
but
to.
What is it? Here's the deal with October surprise. Like, what makes it the October surprise? You know what I'm saying? Because every month of the year, there's something that happens in that month that we could claim to be the surprise of the month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to me,
it's
just,
like damning evidence that comes out that's supposed to sway the election. Like in 2020, it was the Hunter Biden laptop. Mm-hmm. They got swept under the rug, and then so many accounts got pulled off. That's when we got pulled off YouTube because we were talking about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
And then in 2016, it was like, I don't know if it was the grabbing by the pussy, but it was Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Yeah. I mean, that whole thing blew up like weeks before the election, like several days. You know what I mean? Like Comey came out again. He's like, we're going to drop the investigation into her because.
Yeah, I hear you. But when's the election? Right. What's the
November,
day of the election?
November 5th.
Okay. Right. So what's right before November 5th? October. Right. And what's the final push? Like that to me, it's not that shocking. Like you're campaigning. You have one last couple bit of weeks to make that final fucking oomph to get those votes. So like to have like these big things popping out. It's like to me, it's not some like mystery thing. You know what I'm saying? Like. It is part of the process. Like we're gonna see that shit. It's not crazy to me.
What if the October surprise? What if it's Michelle Obama is running just before that, like September, and the October surprise is she reveals that big old dick swinging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a tranny. Vote for
Surprise!
Me.
Surprise! She helicopters it on the stage. Okay. I don't know.
Sponsored by Viagra. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that wins her. You know what? Listen.
Yeah, that would probably scare off a lot of voters.
It would scare off a lot of voters, bro. Like, I don't know what I'm voting for. Like, what
is happening here?
But what I'm saying is if he goes, like, they need somebody quick that's going to, like, bring the vote in quickly, and there is no one. That's the problem. And so it makes sense that in a situation where it's a month before or 2 months before, she would definitely be able to come in and people know her, recognize her, and like, you put a Gavin Newsom as a VP, like, if they just rush it in, like, that brings in votes.
Well, let me ask you this. This whole, like, change of batter thing, right? That's a conversation, right, in the conspiracy realm, that there's going to be a change of batter.
Yeah.
And everybody assumes
switching Biden out for somebody else, right?
Everybody assumes it's Biden, but what if it's actually Trump?
Could be.
And it's, instead of, you know, having Trump run, it would be Nikki Haley has to replace him.
And then that's where
I'm saying, like, when you'd get into the write-in ballot where Trump's the write-in candidate, you know what I mean?
I struggle with the whole Nikki Haley conspiracy, honestly.
She's going to stick around for a while.
Well, of course she is. The reason why
she's sticking around, and I mean, Dave Smith even admitted this, is because if Trump gets indicted or arrested and he gets pulled off the ballot, she will be there to run.
Scoop up everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. There is that chance, but I just, like, we've already seen, like, first of all, we've already looked this up. Like, you can run. Like, can't you still run if you're convicted?
There's no rules against it, as far as I've heard or seen.
I don't know, man. I understand the whole thing, but I don't know. I don't know, man. He was talking the other day about Tim Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that, where they were asking about the whole VP thing, and he's like, well, I made a call to Tim Scott, and he'd be a great president. You know what I'm saying? He'd be a great man to take control. You know, so it's almost like he's planning on, like, what if he's not around, or what if something happens and somebody else has to take over? But I just can't get on the Nikki. Like, I don't think anybody likes her at all.
No.
So, like,
no one likes her. That's the point. No. It's not about what people like. It's someone that they have control of, can swoop in and take everything.
Can take what?
If Trump was gone.
And take what?
Would take all? Huh?
Would lose? Just handedly?
Pretty much.
She would lose handedly.
Yeah, that's the point.
She'd be the only one left to nominate.
Yeah, but she would lose on purpose.
Listen, you understand how finite that is, right? You'd understand, like, the timeline that would have to take place.
Oh, yeah.
Would have to be so finite. But the thing is, like, if some reason he's indicted and there's time left, you know what I'm saying, which maybe is the case, like, you still have other people. You still have Vivek. You still have DeSantis. You have other people that would jump back in. Why would they not?
Can they jump back in after they already announced they're dropping out?
All they did was they dropped out and they decided not to take any more money.
Don't know. But I don't know if that's a thing. Like, once you drop out, can you just... But see, that's the thing is, like, you still have a write-in option. So you can start this write-in campaign where literally the slogan would be write in Trump. It's always three words.
Yeah.
It always has to be three words. Write in Trump.
Yeah.
Except for MAGA.
And you don't think his supporters would? I mean, come on. Like, as rabid as they are, they absolutely would.
Would, like, write in Trump?
Yes. They're not going to vote for Nikki Haley, bro. Yeah. And she literally doesn't. The only reason her numbers were decent, and I mean decent, was because the Democrats just voted for her. How many interviews did you see where they're like, so you're a registered Democrat, you switched over, you voted for, and they're like, you know, would you vote for her if she actually won the, they're like, no, I'd vote for the Democrat. Like, it is a whole scheme. That's why that state was at New Hampshire. It's we've been talking about that for a while too, where that is, like, it doesn't prove anything on her behalf. You know what I'm saying? Like, she had a ton of people that will never vote for her. That's why you saw those numbers. So I just don't think people like her at all. And
they don't.
Somebody would jump in.
I mean, Trump hired her back in the day, but.
Well, here's the thing. How can you say
he fired her too, didn't he?
If Biden dies and we are having that discussion about Big Mike jumping in the race and taking over, and that's a discussion that's not even if he dies, people are still saying Big Mike can jump in. You're telling me that he can jump in, but, like, somebody else can't jump in if Trump goes down? Like, that's not the case. Like, somebody will jump in. that is not Trump. If Trump is arrested, right? And that's
well, how see, that's the thing is like there are no other Democrats running. Biden is unopposed. You know, they're not even having a DNC like national convention.
But what does that have to do with Trump?
Haley is running.
I understand.
So there is another person running right now.
I understand that there is. But what I'm saying is if one can jump in a party, regardless if it's unopposed or not, like they're jumping into a party without campaigning. That's what it comes down to. She wasn't in New Hampshire. She was not in Iowa. You know what I'm saying? And if so, what if Tim Scott or what if
I see where you're coming from.
Abbott or you name it, right? Like they jump in.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do? You'd have to like just throw somebody in, right?
Yeah. 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 Sorry guys. I definitely know we're having some streaming issues right now. It is what it is, man. I apologize.
You guys have a storm coming your way?
No, it's actually fucking nice. It's gonna be 70 fucking like 60 degrees tomorrow. It's sunny. It's actually nice out. It's no storm. It's just YouTube or OBS, one of the two, man. Like it, when you got data running back and forth, it's bound to happen. So sorry, dudes. Apologize. But anyways, yeah. What else we got? What else we got? Oh, prediction. Do you want to just make a prediction on that? Oh. Are we still set? I don't remember what the original prediction was for the big mic.
For like Joe Biden going out, because I feel like Joe Biden will like kick the bucket or he will drop out.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What I feel like is going to happen, this is very specific, okay?
Okay, shit. Okay, I'm down.
I feel like the last Great American Solar Eclipse, Biden had Harris step in because he had a colonoscopy on that day.
Okay. Yeah.
And the reason why he had that is because this goes back to ancient times when you had the Babylonian substitute of the king ritual, where you'd have the king for the day. Remember, that's where the term king for a day comes from, is they would pick some random Joe Schmo and be like, hey, you're the king for the day.
Okay.
And that's what, when a solar eclipse happens, they thought that it was a bad omen. And so that king for a day would absorb the bad the bad omen energy from the solar eclipse and they would kill him.
Hmm.
And then the king would come back from underground and he would come back after the eclipse was passed, right? Joe Biden did that on the last Great American Solar, or not Great American, but he did that on the last solar eclipse. He handed down, what's it called? Power, I guess, to Kamala Harris. He's not going to do it this time. I feel like he'll go out and do what Trump did and stare right at the eclipse, which means that's the bad juju going right into him. And then he's going to die soon after that.
Hmm.
Very specific kind
that
of.
That is real.
Are they going to show him looking at the eclipse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is he going to walk out and go, look at this thing?
Oh. Yeah. He'll be cool because, I mean, could you see him? He would do that, right?
Yeah, he would. I think he's Trump so did cataract. It, right? And like, he has all that shit in his eye. He's just like, yeah, it's beautiful. It's right? Like sunglasses built into
his
retina.
I'm
going to
be there someday.
That's very specific, man. I give you props for thinking that through.
I bet
not bad. I don't hate that.
I'm going to bet that he doesn't die. Okay. I think he gets removed.
You think he gets removed? Okay.
Because Trump said back in the day when he was at the Alamo,
whatever he did say
amendment,
that, yeah.
What was it, the 15th Amendment?
The 25th Amendment? Yeah.
He's like, it's not going to impact me, but Joe Biden's going to have to worry about it. Blah, blah, blah. It's going to come back and bite him.
I see. The reason that I have a hard time with that theory is like, why would they not have done that already? You know what I'm saying? Like, all the signs are there. The numbers are down. Like, he's really struggling.
To interfere with the election. It'll fuck up his campaign. It'll fuck up it'll be the excuse that they have to bring in somebody else. Big Mike.
But you don't see them doing that, really? Like,
no.
Well,
it's
it'll
like
be
an
just
October
like,
surprise,
just
bro.
Like you said before, it'll give if they do it later, it won't give time to bring up shit to, you know, use against them.
Or it'll just give whoever has to replace Biden like a short campaign, and they're like, I got to come up with all these talking points, and I just, you know what I mean? It would make them frantic because they have so much to prepare for in such little time.
So like Big Mike's would say, Big Mike for president. You know me. Like, that's all she says. Like, you know who I am. I don't need
no. Her slogan would be come out swinging.
Oh, okay.
See you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, that's not come up swinging. It's come up. Come up, motherfucker. No, I don't know.
Jesus criminy. Maybe. Yeah. Dude, listen, I don't know. I just have this feeling that he's going to die. I feel like it's been a long time since a president has died in presidency. And I feel like it's due.
Dude. Yeah. And not only that, but like Ford, President Gerald Ford called it.
Yeah.
Right. Way back when. And Gerald Ford, remember, he was a 33rd degree Freemason. And he said that how the first woman president is going to come to be is that you'd have a man and a woman.
Yeah.
Woman would be VP. The man will die, and then the VP will assume the position.
I think they're going to set something up. I think the presidential helicopter, the stairs. They're going to build like a little metal plate it just like pops up and just shoots him down the stairs, breaking neck. I think the thing is like if he dies. Like, if he was to pass away in presidency, it's the best case scenario for them, right? Mm-hmm. Because then there's no discussion of, like, oh, they removed him.
They might gain some points from the public if they removed him.
No, I don't.
Oh, they would gain points if he died, bro.
Yeah, they would gain a lot because they would then people.
You don't think people that are either on the fence or jumping ship right now? They wouldn't gain points from all those people if they finally admitted there's something wrong and then we need to take care of this.
Here's the thing.
You don't think they'd be like, okay, I mean, we'll get on board with who you got next.
I don't think
if he gets removed, then he did something wrong. That's what the public
would
think.
Or he's incapacitated and is unfit to do the job. That's what the 25th Amendment is for.
But you just get all these people that would, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing is there's no one else. That's to me, that's the problem.
Well,
right?
See, Chris,
no one's been talking about it.
If you take him out doing that method, then you have somebody to point to and blame. You'd be like, why did you let him lead this country for so long? Like
they lied.
You'd have to look up and be like, okay, who are we to blame here? Like, is there a physician we can blame? Yeah. Like, how long have we known this prognosis? Like, how long has he been kind of cuckoo?
It's that, it's the media, right? Like the public would say, wait, so he was so bad that you guys removed him. But the media has been saying how great his economics are, how great the border is. So it would be like a kind of chopping the head off of everything because everybody knew that he was bad, so bad that they had to remove him. Mm-hmm. But if he dies, they can run a memorial. Oh, Joe Biden, if we could have had 4 more years, the economy would have been amazing. And no one knows, right?
It's the John McCain treatment. You know what I mean? Like,
the
look at John McCain.
A fucking wrinkly flag that's going to be over that casket, dude. It's going to be creased all up, full of fucking Obama's cum. Full of
Parmesan everywhere.
Yeah, it's gonna look like a fucking hard sock.
Who had the crinkled flag on their casket? Was it John McCain?
Well, a lot of them did. McCain did, and
the fucking what's his name?
George Bush Senior.
Burger, cheeseburger, man. She had.
Ruth Bacon.
Ruth Bacon had. I think
she had a wrinkled flag.
I think they all did. Honestly, I think they all did.
I don't know.
But I want to see someone who's actually revered. Like when Trump dies, I actually want to see if there's a fucking smooth flag because they just don't smooth that fucking flag out. Dude.
Yeah, the iron broke. Because
it's like how many of these people just have wrinkled flags?
Fucking Hunter Biden comes up to the casket and he's just like, Dad.
That's a line.
He snorts off the white. Like
he's got it prepared on the white part of the flag.
So you can't see it. They're like, are you crying? He's like,
He sits up and he's just white on the face.
Yeah. The dye from the flag is on my face. Okay.
Hold on, I gotta count every star real close.
Oh god, you get one last blow in with your dad. You know what I'm saying?
These colors do run.
Well, he does crack, right?
Yes, dude. Yeah, actually, yeah, because he'd get that nosebleed. He had that red white, and his eyes would turn blue. You know,
Say is thank God Joe Biden's not our king, because could you imagine like Hunter fucking Biden as our king? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Woo.
Jill being the fucking queen, dude.
Wow.
Well, I mean, the good thing is like the royal family likes little boys jumping out their windows and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know?
For that sitcom that they recorded.
And they like incestual shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the royal blood is a little incestual.
Maybe
keeping the family,
but see, like for incestual blood, they live for a long time, dude. I mean, 99, Prince Philip.
That's I think true. I think that's what Biden wanted. He's like, Haley, come over. Daddy needs to live to 99. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's take a shower.
Oh God,
damn, it's gross. I mean, listen,
where'd that journal go, Haley?
Could be more fucked up. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Like, there's certain things that are pretty fucked up in this world. So at least our systems. partially working. You know what I mean? Like, and I mean very minimally, but it's partially working to some extent.
What do you guys think about the shit that could happen with Tucker over in Russia right now?
Yeah.
So what is he planning on doing? Interviewing Putin?
The rumor is he's just doing an interview with him. Like,
but what does he plan to gain out of it?
I think dialogue, bro. I think here's it. Me and Chris were talking about it before the show. And like the positive thing to it is, listen, have we really heard Putin? You know what I'm saying? Like throughout this whole thing, have we really, has there been a sit down?
Well, yeah, discussion? NBC, ABC, Fox News, they all report on it.
Exactly. But yeah. He hasn't spoke freely.
And Tucker's got a fucking reach like no other dude.
He does. And Tucker asked the right questions. Okay. So to Chris's point, what he was saying, which I agree with very much so, is that, and I was bringing it up, right? Like, we haven't heard from him since the whole Ukraine shit. We haven't heard his side. We've heard a lot of Zelensky.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard the rest. So, like, I'm curious what questions are going to come out, what he says about America or leadership, what he says about the war.
Let me ask you this. What do you say if people just come back and go, Putin's a liar? Of course he's going to say this. He's a fucking slumbag liar.
Don't care. The whole point is I want to hear both sides of the story. I don't care if you don't like what he says. But like we've heard Zelensky's sob story numerous times, and I'm certainly not saying that Ukraine hasn't had death. I'm certainly not saying that citizens haven't died. I'm sure that they have. But here's the thing: we also know that country's very corrupt, and we know that money's missing, and he's asking for more and more and more and more. Yeah. And so we have all heard it. He's been in our fucking White House. You know what I'm saying? He spoke to Congress.
Yeah,
right. Like he spoke in the chamber. You know what I'm saying? And so and the flag was up, like. We've heard it. I've heard your side, and I want to hear Putin's side. I'm not saying I agree, but I need to hear what he has to say about this whole
thing. And what better person to interview him?
Yeah, and it could shed some light. He could, like, to Chris's point, what I was trying to get at was he could say things that we have no idea is actually happening, and, like, Tucker will air it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what if he comes out and he's like, you don't even know the half of this shit. You don't even know the half of this shit. You may hate me, but guess what? And it has proof. What if he has proof of shit?
And so far from what I've seen on X, at least, like, Tucker's been pretty well accepted over there as an American. Like, I guess there was a restaurant.
Yeah, because he's a freaking Putin puppet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like, there's always you know what I mean? There's always a way to flip the fucking story. And that's what I hate is, like, no matter what truth might come out of Putin's mouth, if anything, they're always going to spin it as not truth, which
the mainstream will
make a certain amount of people just automatically believe that, right? Absolutely. They'll be like, "True. Oh, well, of course you're going to say it's a fucking lie. But, so that's going to make me believe it."
Tucker is going to have his fucking video, like, and it's going to be on X. That's where his shit goes now. And that's what is going to be the source. So, I mean, like, the mainstream media could take that video and try to spin it however they want, but people can always go to the source very easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Do you think the biolab stuff's going to come up again?
No.
Who knows?
You don't?
No,
don't.
Who knows?
I do. I feel like that's what Tucker's going to ask him about. Be like, what provoked this war? Like, what are you talking about? Denazification? What did you really mean? Weaponized weapons. Biological warfare.
I want more juice than that. To be honest with you,
juice.
Yes, I want to see him pull out. I want to see him do a Trump, right? Where the lady says the question of why did you not respond on January 6th faster? And he goes, well, actually, and he pulls out the paper and reads the tweets in order. I want to see Putin come out and say, well, listen, this is what your president's doing. I actually have documents showing that Biden was actually funneling money or blah, 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 blah. I want to see like that kind of shit, because to your point, Greg, I think it's going to be very easy for people to say that Putin's a nut job and that everything he's saying is a lie. But Putin also has, I think he does have things on us. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a reason we haven't got involved in this war. Well,
him and China are
exactly
our buddy right
so
now.
So if he pulls out some documentation that shows that there's some corruption here that we can't deny, that's really damning, dude.
Yeah.
Well, in the embassy, right, the Russian, whatever this embassy was, I forget the name of it, but it was like this United Nations embassy thing where, like, they take turns of the country like leading the discussion. You had Russia pull out documentation showing lists and lists and lists of biological warfare that was coming out of Ukraine. You know what I mean? And so it's like, why would he not like throw those out there? Be like, look at all these documents. Look at all these pictures. Like, I have photos of the labs that we investigated.
A wager on what?
on like what you think
what he's going to discuss.
What he's going to discuss.
I feel like there's going to be one thing, dude.
No, I'm just saying, like, listen, I know it's not going to be one thing, but there's going to be that big thing. I think there is.
And so you know what he's going to ask?
What?
Was there anything in that soccer ball that you handed Trump?
Ooh,
oh, man. Way back when?
You think he'll say that?
No. No. He won't talk about that shit.
I feel like the majority of it's going to be on war.
It's hard to understand if, like, if he's over there doing the interview or if he's already done the interview. Because there are just people on X that are posting, like, supposedly script of, like, what they have said. Mm. But I don't know how they would have gotten that.
I don't know if I'd
Is he going to go interview Kim Jong-un next?
Who knows? I mean, if you can go over and interview Putin, you can pretty much get to anybody, right?
Well, I think Putin's more than happy to speak to the right people. You know what I'm saying? He's been here. I mean, he was in the White House, you know, talking with fucking Trump. I mean, it's not like he does it. It's like some North Korean, you know, fucking just hunkers down and no one sees him. Like, he speaks. It's just like he doesn't. I don't think that guy wants to speak to mainstream media platforms. They're going to try to tear him apart, dude. Mm. You know, I think Tucker will probably give him some actually hard questions or not. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's a big fucking.
I don't think he holds back.
We'll see, man. I've seen Tucker do both. I think he can ask serious questions and stuff, but I also could see them like having some vodka and like really get like in a podcast format.
Sit down. Come outside, ride my bear with me.
My bear.
You see Tucker shirtless on a bear.
And then he just, you hear him in the back doing his fucking laugh. Yeah.
His cackle.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Who knows? I just think that like it would be nice to see him drop a bomb. Not literal bomb, but like I have proof of shit and you guys don't know the half of what's going on in this world.
I think there's definitely going to be some crazy information.
Well, so Chris, you were saying the other day, like a couple shows ago, that you think that 2024 is going to be a year like no other, like disclosure, good disclosure, like this is going to be a good thing. So what do you think that he could disclose?
I think it's going to be numerous things, honestly. I think he's gonna give, like Dave was saying, another side to the story. Like maybe like our whole thought process and the way we look at Russia, like he could give a different take on like what happens behind the scenes that the general public don't see or even hear about for that matter. He's gonna give different take on the Ukraine thing. He's gonna give a different take on all kinds of shit.
How about like how do you fortify your elections to make sure that they're not the R word, the big R word. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. 'Cause
Putin's been in office for what? Decades?
Long time.
Quite a while, man.
So it's like, do you guys cheat in your elections over here, Russia?
Well, yeah. That'd be a good thing to know, right? Are the people actually voting for him or is he like the dictator part and he's just taking it?
Because like, they're communist still, right? Russia's still communist. They're communist.
I don't know.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Aren't they?
I don't think so, man. Are they?
Yeah, Russia is a communist nation. Same thing with China. Same thing with North Korea. I mean, USSR broke up, but I mean, it became Russia. It's still kind of
socialist
communist.
I don't know, man. I'm not real sure on that one, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, we could look that up.
I mean, honestly, the propaganda in our country is just as bad as anywhere else. So they could tell us whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see like a situation at the end of the day where like he's speaking freely and it gets aired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because like everything we've seen of Putin, and I'm not saying he's a good guy or a bad guy or anything in between. I'm just saying everything we've seen from that guy has been edited or sent over from somewhere else. And it would be nice to have real flowing questions, real responses, and see what kind of happens on the fly and see it unedited. Because I feel like that's what Tucker will offer and he's not going to ask like, so what do you think you'll win the war against you? It's like, you know, those basic bitch questions that the fucking media is going to like ask or try to swindle him into something. Tucker is good at like making fun questions that also have meaningful impact.
Yeah,
where he's like laughing and with them. And they'll
provide good answers.
Yes, yes. And so I think that's the perk of a Tucker situation, is that like it could be an interesting interview for sure.
No, I think this is going to be very interesting, whatever this brings. But I don't think it's going to be the cherry on top of the year.
Bigger than this, huh?
I think so.
I just want to see how short Putin really is next to Tucker Carlson. Mm. You know what I mean? Because I heard Putin's not that tall. Mm. But hey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I looked it up and it said Russia quit being a communist country in 1991.
December. So they're socialists, though. I mean, it's still like heavily socialist over there.
I don't know. I mean, I've never been there. We know very little about.
Yeah, I've never really talked to a Russian person.
I feel like that's...
Yeah, we can look it up though.
We should find out. I just feel like, especially with Russia, dude, like you're gonna hear the worst things about Russia, right? Like you will. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a good country. I'm just saying like everything you look up is gonna be like, of course they're a fucking dictatorship. You know what I mean? Like I don't actually know. I do know when people interview people in Russia, and again, that's an interview. Who knows? People seem to support Putin. They didn't like that they were fighting Ukraine because a lot of relatives are in Ukraine, but they were also like, Ukraine's a bunch of assholes, you know? So like, yeah,
it's like a mixed bag.
I just don't know. Like, I don't know. It's not a great looking country. It's kind of ugly. You know, it's a lot of grays.
Yeah. It's true that we can't really believe anything that we've been told about Russia.
Yes.
Or any other country for that matter. I mean, they're saying that Ukraine is like this holy fucking land pretty much. Right.
Yeah.
Just like the new bill they just put up. The border bill included, it was like 120 or 180 or whatever $1 billion bill, and 60 of it goes to Ukraine.
Yeah, a significant chunk went to Israel too.
Yeah, there's so like 40 billion went to Israel, 60 billion went to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. It says Russia is categorized as a consolidated authoritarian regime. So whatever the fuck.
Okay, that so that's a fucking communist party.
That's what somebody said. That's what somebody said in this category. That's the freedomhouse.org that labeled them that. So who knows?
Who knows?
But it should be a fun interview.
I think the interview is going to be good.
I do too.
Hell yeah.
I very, very much am excited to hear what he has to say. I want the other side of the story, dude.
I do too.
And then maybe we can make a real judgment about like where everything stands, man. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, Zelensky wears the pens.
Oh, no.
He wears adult diapers. I know he does.
It would be weird doing an interview with him, though. I wonder, does he speak English?
I don't think so, bro.
Not very much. So if he does, it's not much.
Yeah, that'd be a weird thing to do.
They'll translate
just
it.
Just have an interpreter.
Yeah. All right, dudes. Fun episode. Right, sorry for the glitching and stuff. But hey, you know what? It was fun.
Yeah, sorry, Patreon members, for the glitching. It should be a smooth video tomorrow on YouTube when it gets posted for everybody else. Thank you guys for your support.
I don't have a drink, but I'll put my fist up for you guys. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Go cheers, check out everybody.
The shirt, bro.
Yeah, go buy the shirt.
Later, dudes.
See you, man.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.